so many magical moments. I can't stop them.
Preferment's revving up late, but the further they go, the further Hartnell's pulling away. Oh, isn't this easy money? And McDonough with a big cheeky look over the shoulder eased him down, won it by seven.
What a spring carnival. And you heard it here on Sky Sports Radio.
Now, this next caller found love in a very unusual place. Tell us about it, Damo.
Yeah, I was actually out on a boat with the boys.
I'm intrigued.
It was the 2015 Epsom Handicap. I was miles from a TV, so I watched it live on my Tab app. And winks. Wow.
You've got to love that. It's easy to love a bet this spring when you can prepare for the punt, watch racing live, and relive the action with the Tab app.
Tab, we love a bet. Replays available on all New South Wales races. Gamble responsibly.
There's nothing better than watching a standard bred extend into his action. Hear it, feel it, live it on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And it's time to talk harness racing on this Sunday morning, and welcome to the program, Fred Hastings. Good morning, Fred.
G'day, Paul. Yeah, we've had a busy week in the world of harness racing. It all kicked off last Sunday with a big program at Tamworth. They had 10 races. Julie Wiedemann trained four winners and Stace Elliott two. Lola Wiedemann drove three winners and Nathan Carroll drove three winners at that meeting. Then it was off to Menangle. Lauren and Shane Tritton picked up three winners from their four runners, and they combined for a double again on Thursday, so a good week for Team Tritton. Junie Friday, Paul Carlfeld and David Hewitt trained a pair each. And last night at Menangle, Kevin Pizzuto and Brendan Barnes combined for a double, one of them at 50-1 in the first race, empty envelope. And Nathan Carroll, he drove a treble again at Newcastle. So in the space of a week, young Nathan's picked up six winners. Been a good week in the bike for him, Paul.
Yeah, and of course we're heading towards the Inter-Dominions series coming up in Perth soon, so plenty happening in harness racing.
Look, we saw on Tuesday in the New Zealand Trotting Cup Lazarus win by a record margin of 10 lengths.
Mm.
He took 1.5 seconds off the world record held by Adore Me and then backed it up on Friday with a 1 3/4 length win in the New Zealand free-for-all. Mark Purden has come out and look, Mark's pretty reserved. He doesn't make outlandish statements. He said Lazarus will just be winning the Miracle Mile, just like that. And he knows what it takes to win a Miracle Mile, and he just came out and declared that Lazarus will win the Miracle Mile. Big news in Inter-Dominion, of course, is Lazarus' stablemate, Have Faith in Me, the defending Miracle Mile champion, has been taken out of the Inter-Dominion. Lenny the Shark tops the list from Smolder, Hector JJ and Franco Nelson. New South Wales represented by Freiburg from Kevin Pizzuto's barn. Ultimate Art has been doing a terrific job for Michael Formosa. And Bling It On, and last night, Paul, Bling It On won the Smoking Up. You worked last night, yeah. So you would have seen that race on TV. Mm. It was an absolute 10 out of 10 gem of a drive by Luke McCarthy to get that horse home. He made his move, but he instead of coming out wide on the final bend, he just tagged the back of Lenny the Shark to more or less get his slipstream and waited and waited. And I reckon he counted to five and then counted to five again and went then, pulled out. And Bling It On arrived in time. So we're in for a great series. The series kicks off November 25. The final worth $1.1 million on Friday, December 9. They tried the Sunday grand final last time they had the Inter-Dominion in Perth, Paul, of course, in December of last year, and more or less following suit from where we had it on a Sunday at Menangle, but they've decided to go back to a Friday night final, and that's December 9.
Yeah, of course, with the time difference of 3 hours with the Sunday, you're mentioning Sunday afternoon here in the eastern states, of course, it pushes it back to quite an early start for them there in Perth if they want to work in with us, so that could be a factor.
Yeah. I think the race was run at about 5:30 or something like that last year, and which meant they had to start their meeting uber early. So they're going to, and of course, it's summertime, so they're looking at horse welfare as well. Just quickly, Paul, before we talk more on last night, the Metro Premiership, at the moment, the trainers, Kerry Ann Turner leads that on 11, and Chris Geary, a young driver, we haven't had a chance to catch up with Chris. I'll have to do that in the coming weeks. Chris is sitting on 9 wins at the Metro on the Metro table. He is a very, very talented young driver. He got a winner, almost got two last night. And in the State Premiership, Rob Morris leads that on 32. The trainer's a little closer. Steve Turnbull has 38, and Kerry Ann Turner with a winner last night took her tally to 35, Paul.
Okay, Fred, well, let's go back to last night and the feature at Menangle.
It's Lombo Kota Kinabaloo coming towards the home turn, leading a length. Second, I am Mr. Brightside. Third, the outside, Elmer Hanover. Shallon's a blast, Peels to go. And then came Monofith as they straighten. Third split. 26-8. The sprint goes on. And I am Mr. Brightside comes off. Lombo Kota Kinabaloo's back. It's Lombo Kota Kinabaloo, the leader. I am Mr. Brightside tries hard. Running into a bit of a dead end there is Monofith. It's Lombo Kota Kinabaloo in front. And Lombo Kota Kinabaloo is going to get in. Lombo Kota Kinabaloo beats Monofith. I am Mr. Brightside. Third, fourth was Clancy's Fob Watch. Then Shannon's a blast. And Elmer Hanover.
An impressive win, Fred.
It was, and of course, Lombo Kota Kinabaloo trained by Shane Tritton and Lauren Tritton. They're now training in partnership, but we've got one half of the dynamic duo on the line. Shane Tritton, good morning.
G'day, mate. Just going to say, I reckon you're pumping his name out pretty good these days.
Yeah, look, it's not the easiest of names to spit out at speed, Shane, so thanks very much for that. I appreciate it. Listen, coming into last night's race, there were some that might have questioned the horse's stamina over 2,300 metres. I mean, he'd raced and won over 2,300, but not in that higher grade. But I think Lauren really looked after him in the early stages.
Yeah, look, he's a funny horse. I think people sort of question him a little bit because they just haven't seen enough of him. You know, he's only had a few runs back from a pretty lengthy break. And, you know, but he's definitely a horse that, you know, he's just got a lot of attributes to his, you know, to his abattoir, and he can sit and sprint and he can dash. And, you know, I think last night she drove a perfect race, and, you know, she gave him a breather and then took the wind out of him from the thousand. So, yeah, no, he's...
They've come home in 53.6, Shane. I mean, that was low flying, and it made it very hard for those behind him to get anywhere near him. And as you said, Lauren's just judged the perfect race. He's not a one-trick pony, this horse. You're right there. He's got a little bit of bottom to him.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, even last night, you know, she was confident enough to not pull the plugs and, you know, just sort of let him coast to the line. And, you know, I think with more racing, he's just going to get better and better. I think, you know, four runs in last time, you know, that's when he demolished the field by 20 metres. And I think, you know, with the improvement from last start to this start and then going forward, look, I think we'll just see a better horse every week.
You touched on his problems that he's had. I mean, he's only had, last night was his 26th start. He boasts a 50% win ratio because that was win number 13. Throw in seven minor placings. If he stays sound, he's going to be a terrific bread and butter horse. Has he got a big one in him, Shane? Has he got a big race in him, Lombo Kota Kinabaloo?
Oh, look, I'd be, you know, I'd be shocked if he's not competitive at the very best, you know, with him and Arms of an Angel and that they sort of work, they're work partners all the time. And he's just a, you know, he's probably the first open class horse I've had that has got a lot of strings to his bow. And, you know, we don't have to drive him and run the quick times and do all these things that, you know, that Mac Beauties and the Arms of an Angel have done in the past. So, look, I think as much as we haven't seen him probably do anything special yet, I think that's due to the fact that, you know, to win races, we generally don't have to. So I'm hoping that it correlates into a, you know, a handy horse that, you know, gives a good backup plan to Arms of an Angel.
Have you got a program mapped out for him at this stage? Where do you take him from here?
Yeah, look, at this stage, we just want to get some runs in his legs. You know, he's just come back from having a bit of a lung issue, and, you know, we had to get through that. So he's really just trying to get his wind back and be, you know, back to full fitness. But look, I'd be highly surprised if he can't be competitive and even find his way into a miracle mile. But look, at right now, we just want to get some runs into his legs, and, you know, hopefully he keeps down. And, you know, he's really, you know, he's not at full tilt yet. So whatever he's going to do, he's definitely going to be better in a couple of months.
Have you got to train him any differently given the problems he's had? Have you got to do anything differently with him that you might do with some of the others?
Look, the main part is that when he does have a bit of a let up, it just takes me so long because we don't push him. So he sort of, you know, before he started racing, after his break, he had about 10 months work. So, you know, it's one of those horses that we don't rush him. We just let him go through the motions. And, you know, every now and again, we give him a blowout and, you know, just to get his win to where it needs to be. But unlike horses like Mac Beauty and even Arms of an Angel, where we tend to let him, you know, do what they want and let him rip and, you know, get them to where they need to be, he's always probably running at 80%. So, you know, I think that's why you'll see a horse that'll just keep improving. And, look, he's still learning how to race. Like you said, he's very inexperienced compared to a lot. And, look, I think, you know, if you want one to follow that's, you know, possibly going to be bigger odds in these better races, you know, I think he's good enough to match a win, that's for sure.
Fair enough. Now, let's talk about Team Tritton. You've got some very nice horses. You've always had some good ones around the stable, but you've got a bit of an embarrassment of riches. Blue Moon Rising, where's Blue Moon Rising at?
Yeah, he's probably going to give out the trials on Tuesday. We're just, you know, he's on a funny prep where we're trying to mirror the New Zealand 3-year-old campaign to have him as ready as we can be for the Derby. So he's had four runs in a month, and then he's had a little bit of a let up. And he'll step out in the choke and in a few weeks if it stands up. So, he's like I said, he's just sort of, you know, hiding away at the moment, but we'll definitely tip him back out if the choking stands up. I think it's December 4, December 5.
Fair enough. Now, Yaya's Hotspot won the President's Cup at Penrith, boasts a real good record at Penrith. And that got me thinking, Shane, small tracks seem to suit Yaya's. Is the Truer Memorial at Group 2 50,000 on the radar?
Yeah, definitely, mate. That's why we're at Penrith, and that's why he's back now. And we'll go to the Truer, then the Shirley Turnbull, and just sort of follow the Carnival Cup. So, yeah, you're spot on.
Good. No, I got one right, thank goodness. Now, Salty Robin came back. I know it's a horse you have a lot of time for and was super impressive, I thought, the other day. Just did what it had to do, but there's obviously plenty of upwards scope for Salty Robin.
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's, you know, if I had to pick five horses in my stable, he's right near the top. So, you know, he's definitely inexperienced. I think he might be knocking on door 12 or race start 12 or something like that. But, look, he could, like, I'd be nervous racing him in the free-for-all and he'd probably knock off a couple of the other ones. So, you know, at this stage, it's good to have him back and healthy, and he'll step out next Saturday night in a C1 to 3. But, look, I was just saying the other day, we'd like to get to the Chariots, and, you know, you just look at their horses he's going to have to race, you think, Jesus, like, you think you got one good enough, and you got horses like Lazarus that floating around winning New Zealand Cup. So, you know, but we'll, you know, we'll step up.
You're not scared to take them on, Shane. If you've got it, you will.
Oh, mate, look, he's I was just on what he did the other day, you know, with natural improvement. You know, he'll be running 150 or better, and that's what he's going to have to run, and you know, we'll take it to him the best we can.
Arms of an Angel, she pulled up good. Where's she headed?
Yeah, so she'll go to the Norm's Daughter on Saturday night at Menangle. Yeah, she'll be good night, Menangle. I'll have probably Coda, Gracie and Soldy Robin, so probably as much forward as I can tire. But, yeah, so she'll step out there and just keep progressing back to full fitness.
Just losing you a little bit there, Shane. Are you there?
Yeah, there, mate.
Yeah, there we go. We were just fading away off to the distance, but we did get the Norm's daughter on Saturday. Big team in on Saturday night coming up. Now, you floated the idea during the week that you're looking at perhaps, and it was only in the preliminary stages, but you floated the idea of perhaps heading off to take on the USA. Tell us about that.
Yeah, mate. It's an idea that's sort of come up just in discussion, mainly with a few of my better horses and a few of the owners just sort of throwing ideas around at options for them. And the more we looked into it, the more feasible it does look. But at this stage, we need to get our better horses back at racing at full fitness and racing well. And but, yeah, I wouldn't say that it's something that's not going to happen. But at this stage, we need to get Arms of an Angel and Lombo Coda and the like back at full strength and racing well. And once they've, you know, done a bit over the next, you know, few months, then we'll probably look at it
further.
Then, yeah? Yep. Like I said, it's probably a strong chance if everything goes to plan, but like harness racing, anything can happen.
Good as gold. All right, Shane, before I let you go, time for Freddie's Fast Five. I'm going to throw five questions at you. Just spit out what comes into your brain, whatever you think of. Who's the best horse you've seen or been associated with?
Arms of an Angel, I think, at the moment.
Arms of an Angel. What's your favourite food? Chinese, Italian, what do you like?
I'm a bit of a taco fan, I will say.
Sorry, say that again?
A bit of a taco fan.
Tacos, the old Mexican, Tex-Mex. Good job.
I've got the motor supported at the moment.
This could answer the next question. Where's one place in the world you'd like to visit? Or one you'd want to go back to?
mate, I wouldn't mind going to Europe, to be honest.
Okay. For a holiday, or would you go there, maybe take a decent trotter?
I'd like to just go and just see the different style of racing, especially the trotters, and it's just a different world, and we've sort of touched base with a few people, and just to sort of see that different style. Like, we obviously know the American style and Kiwi style, but obviously our things over there are a little bit different, and it'd be just nice to see how everyone else does it.
What do you do to relax away from the track?
Been doing a bit of golf lately. I don't know how relaxing it is, but that's what we've been doing.
If you play like me, it ain't relaxing. Let me give you the biggest influence in your career to wrap it up.
Look, my biggest influence, I'd probably have to say, for my career would be definitely my mum. She's been here with me from day one, and she keeps me on a level playing field. You know, I've had a lot of people take me to another level, like Lauren, but yeah, mum's always been the rock. So yeah, you'd have to say that. For someone that puts up with a lot, she's been there about all along.
Good on you, Mum. All right, mate, we're lost without our mums. Thanks very much for that, and we'll catch up at the track, no doubt. And thanks for your time this morning on Chasing and Pacing Rewind.
Thanks, mate.
Shane Tritton there, Paul, and he's really got a real arsenal of very heavy-duty horses around him at the moment.
That is for sure. Well, thanks for joining us on line this morning, Fred, to look at the latest in pacing. Just before you go, I would like to, I'm sure you'll join me in wishing Mick Dummersney all the best today. He's calling his first TAB program for us up there at Blaney.
Yeah, well, the week ahead, we've got Blaney today, Bankstown tomorrow, we've got Menengal and Wagga Tuesday, Bathurst Wednesday, Penrith Thursday, Junee Friday, and Newcastle and Menengal with the Norm's Daughter on Saturday. But yeah, Mick's champing at the bit, his first TAB meeting. Geez, I remember my first TAB meeting, Paul, in 1986 at Nowra.
Yep.
And we had line problems for the first four or five races, so I wish, and that was in the days of pre-Sky Channel, so it was only radio then, and
yeah,
we had line trouble. But Mick will absolutely kill it. He's looking forward to it, and we wish him well.
Yeah, and he'll be joining us at a touch after 11 o'clock to look through that program at Blaney today.
Thanks, Paul.
Good on you, Fred. Fred Hastings there with all the latest in harness racing news. We'll take a short break. Back to talk Greyhound racing.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any Beko, LG, Westinghouse, Samsung or Fisher & Paykel fridge and you'll get it delivered and your old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Save bucket loads with gavelhouse.com. The thoroughbred of online auctions has come to Australia. Sell your bloodstock online for a bargain listing fee and either no or a low 5% commission rate. Bidding on the November catalogue starts Monday.
Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, loves presenting the very best in racing. And this spring has produced so many magical moments.
Can't stop them. I can't stop them.
Yankee Rose goes to Swear and Pry Ice Garner. And Yankee Rose, the first filly to win the Spring Champion Stakes.
Now I could be known as a Group 1 winning jockey, so...
What a spring carnival. And you heard it here on Sky Sports Radio.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing.
And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio.
Your racing and sports leader.
Talking greyhound racing this morning. Good morning, Stuart Turner.
Morning, Paul. How are you going today?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm absolutely fantastic. I'm still recovering from the Melbourne Cup heats on Friday night. Weren't they absolute crackers, mate?
There were some sensational heats, that is for sure. There were eight heats of the Cup, and of course the support program was good too, with the four heats of the Bowl Trees for the stayers.
Yeah, that's right. It's obviously one of the nights of the year in greyhound racing down there. And as I said, in the Melbourne Cup heats, Zambora Brocky really shining, and the Interstate Challengers doing themselves proud as well. So it was a great night at Sandown Park.
Yeah, let's have a listen to how Zambora Brocky took out the heat of the Cup.
Racing now, and Zambora Brocky was away brilliantly, and he burnt across and led at the judge from Pop the Cork. Moving up third on the outside is Slick Ice, and getting right through near the inside there, Kane Gaucho. Next, Mapunga Tyler Rizzolini. Well back is Mystery Ride and Last Folio Bale, but look at him go. Zambora Brocky came off the back about 8 lengths in front from Gaucho to a clear second, then Slick Ice and Mapunga Tyler, but it's all Zambora Brocky, and he's robbed home and won it by 7 lengths. Second Gaucho, third Mapunga Tyler, and fourth Rizzolini. They're followed home then by Slick Ice.
Yeah, it was a sensational win, Stuart.
It certainly was. Look at him go indeed, hey Paul. And just to put it in context, I believe that was the 8th fastest run ever at Sandown Park. And that, look, that was one of the hardest heats as well, and Zambora Brocky just blowing them away. And look, the bottom line is, if he does everything right in the final, he's going to be incredibly tough to beat. Jess Alenko, Matt Machine and Barton Bale, the other locals, to qualify. A great effort by them. But, yeah, look, Zambora Brocky going to be so tough to beat in the decider.
That's for sure. And one of the other winners on the night was Outside Pass.
Racing now, and Outside Pass was away beautifully down on the fence. Will lead clearly out of the straight from Absolute Silence over to second. And third is Bruce Tycoon. Into fourth goes Demon Bale. Getting into trouble, Weblick Bell and Minson Machine. Passed by Shimmer Song and Aeroplane Tommy, but it's out. Outside Pass, the Queenslander came off the back leading by 3 on Bruce Tycoon, getting a check there. Absolute Silence back into the face of Demon Bale, but Outside Pass is going brilliantly, and Outside Pass scored by 4.5. Second Bruce Tycoon, third Demon Bale, and fourth in was Shimmer Song.
An impressive win by the Queenslander there, Stuart.
It certainly was. And Paul, you just got to love this greyhound. Where she goes, she puts in a fantastic run for Tony Apap, who's done a great job with her. She's in great form at the moment. I think she's probably the biggest danger to Zambora Brocky, especially if she gets an inside box in the final. So, yeah, keep an eye on outside pass in the Melbourne Cup final on Friday night.
Yeah, I think that that box draw is taking place out at Sandown Park a little later on this morning. So hopefully we can get that information through and to our listeners for both the Melbourne Cup and also the Bold Trees.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's coming up at 11:30 today. And look, the Melbourne Cup lineup this year, absolutely fantastic. Worm Burner, the South Australian. Tripham, another Queenslander who's in great form at the moment. And probably my best roughie chance for the final, actually, as well. And look, we've got the New South Wales star, Ando's Mac, as well, who qualified, flying the flag for New South Wales. Great to see. And I know his trainer, Jason Mackay, he has a birthday this week, Paul. So, hey, wouldn't it be a cracking week if he can get the win? Not a bad birthday present, that one. But look, the Melbourne Cup at Sandown Park on Friday, obviously it's going to be a great race. But for me, Zambora Brocky has got to be the one to be on.
Okay, and what's Zambora Brocky's ideal box to draw there? Is it an inside greyhound, an outside greyhound?
Look, he's just one of those that can go out from anywhere. I think he's got a fantastic record from box 6. So, look, he's probably going to be, look, from anywhere he can run. But as I said, keep an eye on Tripham, the Queenslander. Don't forget, he won his prelude at Sandown Park a couple of weeks ago as well. He's in great form at the moment. He won the Lismore Cup a couple of weeks ago as well. So, look, he's running absolutely devastating at the moment for Darren Russell. And Jess Alenko, if that greyhound gets an inside box as well, then I think it's game on.
Yeah, certainly impressive from box one on Friday night. And so it's next Friday night, the big one down there at Sandown Park. And it's the, am I right in saying it's the world's richest greyhound race?
You are. $420,000 for the winner. So not a bad one to get, hey, Paul. And of course, as you mentioned at the start there, it's the Group 1 Bold Trees as well for the stayers. Big shock in the heats with Burn One Down missing out. I think It's a Fling, the fastest heat winner, probably the one to be on there.
Fair enough. Okay, and plenty happening here in New South Wales, greyhound racing-wise. We've got the heats of the Goulburn Cup on Tuesday.
We have. Look, Paul, it's one of those weeks where I actually earn my money for once, because we've got loads on this week. The Goulburn Cup, as you mentioned there, 4 heats of that on Tuesday. Mate, they're absolute rippers. I cannot wait for this series, especially Heat 1, which I think the greyhounds in that one, between them, they've got over $400,000 prize money earnings between them. It's an absolute cracker. But the one I'm going to go for in this series is Super Senor. He's got box 8 in the first heat, racing really well at the moment. Absolutely loves Goulburn. And, yeah, I just think coming into great form at the moment for this one. And then on Friday night, we've got the Globe Memorial Maiden Final at Richmond. $15,000 to the winner for this one. We're still waiting the box draw for this, but I think Reflected, who zoomed around in the heats on Friday night, probably the one to be on here. And just a couple of others to mark your card on this week on what is an absolutely fantastic week. Thursday, we've got the heats of the Group 3 Dapto Puppy Classic. The field for that one out on, I think, tomorrow. And a bit further afield, we've got the Group 3 Brian Johnston heats at Angle Park on Thursday. And then we've got the Group 3 Young Stars Classic Final over at Cannington in WA on Saturday night as well. So, gee, look, Paul, isn't it a fantastic week? One of those weeks where I absolutely love my job.
Yeah, it is another great week coming up in Greyhound Racing, that is for sure. And as you mentioned, those feature events coming up, Goulburn on their lovely spacious track there on Tuesday, the heats in Sandown Park on Friday night for the Melbourne Cup Final. And, of course, we'll have Richmond on as well. So, a great week coming up. And, Stuart, thanks for your time this morning here on the program, and look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Certainly will, mate. You have a great day, and you take care now.
Stuart Turner there talking Greyhound Racing, and look forward to bringing you all that action right here on Sky Sports Radio throughout the week, and of course Going Greyhounds on Monday morning with Mark Duclos along there.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
My husband lost his beer gut and now is happier and healthier than ever thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase any Beko, LG, Westinghouse, Samsung or Fisher & Paykel fridge and you'll get it delivered and your old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, loves presenting the very best in racing. And this spring has produced so many magical moments.
Can't stop them. I can't stop them.
Preferment's revving up late, but the further they go, the further Hartnell's pulling away. Oh, isn't this easy money? Oh, McDonough with a big cheeky look over the shoulder. Eased him down, won it by 7.
What a spring carnival. And you heard it here on Sky Sports Radio.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing, Sky Sports Radio.
Next up on the program, we're heading to Waverley in New Zealand for live racing. Race number 2 coming up there. The weather is overcast. The track is officially soft for racing at Waverley. And the second event coming up at 11 o'clock has number 1 out, 2 Dr. Fox at 9:10, number 4 ZB at 2:70 in favourite, 5 Benny's Approval 6:10, 6 Sir Manoir at 13, 7 Sakura 11, 8 Marbel Kate 4:70, 9 Bozed 15, 10 is Del Lorian at 16, and 11 Crafty Lady at $31. The runners are over at the starting point there for race number 2 on the card out of Waverley in New Zealand, racing on a soft track. Following this, we'll catch up with Mick Dumersney to look at the preview for the program of harness racing out there at Blaney today. They have 7 races on the card. Their first to go at 156. Fine and good conditions for Blaney harness racing action. Still to come, Gary Harley with his look at Newcastle. Robert Thompson, Cup Day up there today, and Gary along to run his eye over that program. I'm sure find us a few winners for Newcastle. John Scorse will look at racing in the nation's capital in Canberra today. Dean Lester will look at the Donald Cup Day program in Victoria, as well as that they're racing at Geelong. And the Sunshine Coast preview will come up with Damien Courtney a little after midday today. Port Lincoln with Peter Ellis. And if you were going to have a bet on the Hobart program today, that has been abandoned. Hobart off today. No racing in that Tasmania today. Shortly to Waverley.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any Beko, LG, Westinghouse, Samsung or Fisher & Paykel fridge and you'll get it delivered and your old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
According to the Australian Share of Audio study, we're listening to around 3.5 hours of audio a day. And it's not just radio. For example, Mr. Spotify, what's your share of listening?
Less than 6%.
Less than 6%? Really?
Mm.
Okay, how about you, Miss Pandora?
less than 2%.
Mm. Mr. Apple Music?
Also less than 2%.
Right, right. Because when it comes to radio, its share of listening is...
Nearly 65%.
Which is over 2 hours a day.
Because radio is...
Radio is live.
Radio is local.
The presenters are entertaining, we know.
Exactly, which is why when advertisers want to reach this huge audience of audio lovers, they should turn to...
Radio.
Because nothing else comes close. Go to radioitsalovething.com.
Right on.